September 15, 1929, how the sun returns every day to visit the earth. Symbol of the sun of the divine will. The germ of the divine will and the act of the creature. I was repeating my acts in the divine volition, to follow its acts in all of its works. And I thought to myself, we repeat always the same acts. What glory can I give to my Creator? And my sweet Jesus, coming out from within my interior, clasped me in his arms to strengthen me, and told me, my daughter, the repetition of your acts in the divine fiat breaks its isolation and generates company for all the acts that my divine will does. So, it no longer feels alone, but has one to whom it can tell its pains, its joys, and entrust its secrets. And besides, an act continuously repeated is divine virtue, and has the virtue of generating goods that do not exist, of reproducing them and communicating them to all. Only a continuous act is capable of forming life and of giving life. Look at the sun, symbol of my divine will, that never leaves the creature and never tires of doing its continuous act of light. Every day it returns to visit the earth, always giving its goods. It returns to trace the goods already given with its eye of light, and many times it does not find them. It does not find the flower which it colored with the beauty of its shades, and perfumed by just touching it with its hands of light. It does not find the fruit to which, pouring its own self out, it communicated its sweetness, and which it matured with its heat. How many things the sun does not find, after it has poured its very self out with many acts, more than maternal, in order to form the most beautiful flowerings, and form so many plants, and raise so many fruits with its breath of light and of heat, because man, snatching them from the earth, has used them to nourish his life. Oh! If the sun had capacity of reason and of sorrow, it would turn into tears of light and of burning fire, to cry over each thing it formed and does not find. And, in its sorrow, it would not change its will by ceasing to communicate its goods to the earth in order to form again what was taken away from it. Because, no matter how much wrong they might do to it, its nature is to always give its act of light in which all goods are present, without ever ceasing. Such is my divine will. More than sun, it pours its own self out over each creature, to give her continuous life. It can be said that it invests the creatures with its omnipotent breath of light and of love, it forms them and raises them. And while the sun gives place to the night, my divine will never leaves on their own the dear births that came from it, molded, vivified, formed, raised with its breath and burning kiss of light. There's not one instant in which my divine will leaves the creature, and pouring itself over her, does not communicate to her its various shades of beauty, its infinite sweetness, its inextinguishable love. What does my divine will not do for her and give to her? Everything. Yet, it is not recognized nor loved. Nor do they preserve within themselves the goods it communicates to them. What sorrow! While it pours its own self out over each creature, it does not find the goods it communicates. And, in its sorrow, it continues its act of light over them without ever ceasing. So, this is why one who must live in my fiat must have her repeated and continuous acts, so as to keep it company and soothe it in its intense sorrow. After this, I continued to cross the endless sea of the divine fiat, and as I emitted my little acts in the eternal volition, many germs formed in my soul. And the seed of these germs was of light of divine will, varied with many colors, but all animated with light. And my sweet Jesus, making himself seen, was breathing on those germs, one by one. And as he breathed on them, those germs would grow so much as to touch the divine immensity. I remained surprised in seeing the goodness of my highest good, Jesus, taking those germs in his most holy hands, with so much love, in order to breathe on them, and then placing them all in order in my soul. And looking at me with love, he told me, my daughter, wherever there is the creative force of my divine will, my divine breath has the power to render the acts of the creature immense. In fact, As the creature operates in my fiat, the creative force enters her act, placing in it the fount of the divine immensity, and the little act of the creature converts one into fount of light, another into fount of love, others into founts of goodness, of beauty, of sanctity. In sum, the more acts she does, the more divine founts she acquires. And they grow so much, as to spread within the immensity of her Creator. It happens as to the yeast, which is the virtue of fermenting the flour, as long as, in forming the bread, one puts in it the little yeast as the germ of fermentation. But if one does not put the yeast, even though the flour is the same, the bread will never come out leavened, but unleavened. Such is my divine will, more than yeast that casts the divine fermentation into the human act. And the human act becomes divine act. And when I find the germ of my divine will in the act of the creature, I delight in breathing on her act, and I raise it so much as to render it immense. More so, since we can call that act our will operating in the creature.